Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of London, England. Theresa May has lost another parliamentary vote in the battle for Brexit. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
If the vote that Prime Minister May is putting forth, if it fails, it looks like that Great Britain will not be able to withdraw. What do you know about this?
Here we are more than two years since the original Brexit vote, and everything's culminating in this month. March 12, we have the United Kingdom Parliament voting on the next withdrawal deal. They're expecting this to lose by up to 100 votes. Then the next day, March 13, would be the Parliament vote for a no-deal Brexit, if that's acceptable. Then the March 14th is another Parliament vote that would be scheduled, saying, can there be a delay in Brexit? So it appears to be a complete impasse and failure, the issues with Northern Ireland, things that are happening now with the economics, real estate. But the whole situation now is coming to this point that the European Union unknowingly is giving a precedent how you leave the European Union. It could have been done another way, but honestly, this is what we would have expected from 2 years ago. It's very, very difficult to leave the European Union. Now we'll see an exact procedure that it can be done. But these votes are very critical. We'll see if a no deal is accepted. That's a possibility.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll have our broadcast partner, John Rood, on top of this story. We want to come to a conclusion as far as Brexit is concerned because it plays a key role. It's a political activity playing a key role, setting the prophetic scenario in place there in the European Union. You need to join us again each and every week as John does, coming to this broadcast table to give us insight in what's happening there in the European Union. John, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll have a lot to talk about when we get together next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's very important everyone be aware of these scenarios.
John Rood with the details on another loss in the battle for Brexit taking place in the British Parliament, and it's a loss for the Prime Minister, Theresa May. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God has a plan that we see in the European Union today as they become the revival of the old Roman Empire. That plan is detailed in Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and also Daniel chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. This revived Roman Empire will be a major political power during the seven-year tribulation period. As we watch the political maneuvering in the European Union today, we see the prophetic plan of God coming better into view. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...